The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
What kind of Guinness were they drinking 162 years ago? Well, an ancient bottle discovered on a shipwreck may provide the answer. Joining me now is beer expert Dean McGuinness to talk about the efforts to recreate the taste of early Guinness in what some have begun to call Project Jurassic Beer. Dean, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
And it's nice to borrow you from Moncrief, I have to say, to do this little story for us. These
no problem.
20 bottles of the old brew discovered on board a shipwreck.
Correct. Yeah, they have found these beers. They have been found, and where they have been for the last over 150 years has been in perfect conditions to store them. There is virtually no light there because light can change the flavor of beer. And also the temperature is around 4 degrees, which is ideal for storing it. And with high pressure, that would be the third kind of element that would help store and preserve the bottles of Guinness.
So they should be in the kind of condition that drinkers enjoyed in 1864.
In theory, but in reality, a lot of the beer that would have been brewed at that time, well, all of the beer that would have been brewed at that time would be what's called live beer. Mm-hmm. It would be comparable to what you're used to in the UK, where there is real ale and the real ale has yeast left in the bottle. Now, the fact that they have the yeast left in the bottle allows them to identify what yeast was being used in brewing the beer. But with live beer, the beer does change slightly over time. And what you have effectively is a kind of a moving target, what the beer would have been like on the day it was brewed and what it would have been like 6 months or 12 months later would be slightly different. It would be changing a little bit over time.
But the fact that it was stored under pressure in the dark and fairly cold, does that stop the yeast from growing too much in the bottle?
It would stop it quite a bit. It would slow down the process quite significantly. The question would be when how old the beer was when it was in the shipwreck. So if it was a bottle of beer that was 2 or 3 weeks old versus a bottle of beer that was 6 months old versus a bottle of beer that was 12 months old, it could have slight flavour differences.
Now, the exciting thing is they might be able to recreate the beer from the mid-19th century, and we could all taste what it might have been like for drinkers of the black stuff in those days. What is the process they're going to use to try and get to that original recipe?
What they'll have to do is try to identify the ingredients that they're using, and then they would look at historical records to work out the types of processes that are involved. So in terms of the ingredients, they're working with brewers in the University of Leuven in Belgium. Belgium is probably the best place in the world to talk to about yeast, because the experts there are probably the best in the world at yeast. And they will take samples of yeast from the bottle, do a genetic profile of it, and then try to identify yeast that's similar. Then they would also try to work out what type of water would have been used in brewing the beer. There would be general records, but probably not as detailed as we would have today in terms of the exact composition of the water and the fact that they're using water from the, if they were to use water from the Dublin area, there's a chance that that would be quite a similar water to start with. And then after that, they'd be looking at malt and hops. They're in conversations with the archivists in Guinness, and one of the things that makes Guinness Guinness is the black colour, and that comes about because the malted barley is roasted, and that roasting process brings it through a process similar to what happens with coffee beans to give it that kind of roasted flavour in the beer or in the coffee. So they would have access to information as to exactly what that roasting process would have been like as well.
So they may be able to get the raw materials together and then brew it up, as Guinness has always done since its founding by Arthur Guinness way back in 1759. Do you think they're going to, you know, bring this to market just so we can all try it?
It would be a, I don't know if bring it to market or not. Guinness has done a number of projects where they have done recreations of old styles of beer. They've done Guinness Antwerp and Guinness London Porter. Now, whether this will be a commercial project or whether it will be a historical project remains to be seen. It is a very interesting thing to see. The fact that they're starting with a stout gives them a bit of an advantage because in terms of beers that do survive over time, dark beers and higher strength beers would be among the categories of beers that would survive better over time. And in those days, the Guinness Stout would have been a stronger beer. The original idea of calling a beer a stout referred to the alcohol strength, that it was a stout or a robust beer.
Well, I look forward to tasting it someday, maybe in the not too distant future. Dean McGuinness, who's a beer expert, often featured on Moncrief. Dean, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.